The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Steve Bryson, PhD. ADS 5102 aided walking speed in select MS patients in INROADS trial. An extended-release formulation of amantadine, or ADS 5102, was significantly more effective than a placebo at increasing walking speed in multiple sclerosis patients who had difficulty with this, particularly younger patients with a shorter disease course, the INROADS Phase 3 trial demonstrated. Further clinical work on this investigative treatment, however, stopped in June 2020 after a comprehensive analysis of INROADS data showed that walking speed gains achieved in about 20% of trial participants were low in magnitude, below what was anticipated, its developer, Adamas Pharmaceuticals, announced. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration also requested an additional Phase 3 trial to support ADS 5102's approval, which Adamas decided not to pursue. Trial findings were in the study, a Phase 3 double-blind, placebo-controlled efficacy and safety study of ADS 5102, amantadine, extended-release capsules in people with multiple sclerosis and walking impairment, published in the Multiple Sclerosis Journal. Most individuals with MS develop mobility and walking impairments, and about half eventually become dependent on walking aids. ADS 5102, marketed under the brand name GoCovery for Parkinson's disease, is an extended-release formulation of amantadine. It was seen to improve walking speed in MS patients in a small proof-of-concept Phase 2 trial. Based on these data, the company launched INROADS to confirm its potential benefits in a larger group of adult MS patients with difficulty walking. The 16-week trial evaluated two doses of ADS 5102, 137 milligrams and 274 milligrams, taken orally once a day at bedtime against a placebo capsule. The study consisted of a screening period, followed by 4 weeks in which all enrolled were given a placebo. Patients were then randomly assigned to one of the three study arms for 12 weeks, and those who completed the trial could enter an open-label extension and receive the higher ADS 5102 dose for up to 1 year. A total of 558 patients entered the trial, and 473 completed it. More patients in the placebo arm stayed until its conclusion, 93.5%, than did those randomized to ADS 5102 treatment, 88.8% for the lower dose and 71.9% for the higher dose. Before entering INROADS, 72 participants had been previously treated with amantadine and 293 with Ampara or dalfampridine, the only medicine approved in the U.S. to aid walking in adults with MS. INROADS' main goal was to determine if more patients responded to ADS 5102 than to a placebo, with responses defined as a 20% or better increase in speed in the timed 25-foot walk test, which measures how quickly a person can walk in 25 feet. Secondary measures included the timed up-and-go test of coordination and balance, the 2-minute walk test, and the Multiple Sclerosis Walking Scale 12. Overall, the mean age of participants was 54.4, with a majority being older than 55 and female. During the screening period, almost all patients performed the T25FW in less than 26.5 seconds, and about half had an EDSS disability score of 6 or 6.5, meaning they required at least one walking aid, such as a cane or crutch. Results showed that significantly more patients on 274-milligram ADS 5102 experienced a 20% or better improvement in their T25FW speed compared with those on a placebo, Of those who completed the study, the proportion of responders was 28.3% with high-dose treatment versus 11.9% with placebo. An additional analysis showed that the portion of patients meeting the T25FW goal was similar among those given ADS-5102 at 274 mg, regardless of previous Ampyra use, and similar among those on placebo. ADS-5102 was found to be more effective in women, patients younger than 55, those with lesser time since diagnosis, patients not using walking aids, and those with an EDSS score of 4 to 5.5, indicating an ability to walk without aid or rest for 100 to 500 meters, which is about 330 to 1,640 feet. A statistically significant change in walking speed of 0.12 feet per second was seen in the T25FW test among people given high-dose ADS-5102 relative to placebo. But no significant differences were evident in the TUG assessment or the 2-minute walk test among patients given ADS-5102. At its 137 mg dose, the proportion of responders was 17.3%. The mean change in walking speed and the 2-minute walk test were not significant relative to the placebo group. Means changes in MSWS-12 scores were small and similar across the different study groups. Although significant, the overall improvement in T25FW and the low magnitude of treatment differences for other secondary endpoints may seem of questionable clinical relevance, the researchers wrote. Adverse events or AEs of swelling and dry mouth occurred in more than 10% of patients in either ADS-5102 dose group. Other AEs were mostly mild to moderate in severity. Severe treatment-emergent AEs were reported in 2.2% of the placebo group, 4.3% of those in the 137 mg of ADS-5102, and 8.1% of the 274 mg group. Side effects that led to study discontinuation were most frequently due to swelling, visual hallucinations, insomnia, tremor, or dry mouth, many of which occurred at the 274 mg dose group. Serious AEs were reported by one placebo patient, five on ADS-5102 at 137 mg, and 11 in the high-dose treatment group. Serious AEs that caused participants to leave the study included a heart attack, hallucinations, digestive problems, osteoarthritis, renal cell carcinoma, and blurred vision. All serious AEs leading to discontinuation, except hallucinations and blurred vision, were considered unrelated to ADS-5102. No deaths and no relevant changes in vital signs or physical examination findings were reported. The researchers wrote, quote, "In conclusion, the INROADS trial met its primary endpoint, demonstrating that a higher proportion of participants achieved a clinically meaningful improvement in walking speed for 240 mg ADS-5102 compared with placebo. Although overall responder rates were not large, the results suggest a role for 274 mg ADS-5102 to improve walking in certain patients with MS," they added. Adamus continued to give ADS-5102 at 274 mg to the 424 INROADS patients who entered its open-label extension trial until its completion in the spring.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. It's flu vaccine time again, so here's what you need to know. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I rolled up our sleeves and got our shots again. No, not the COVID-19 vaccine. We've already had two of those and expect to receive a third before Thanksgiving. The latest shot was a seasonal flu vaccine, which we've gotten every year for as long as I can remember. With all the attention on COVID-19 vaccines, you may have forgotten about the seasonal flu shot. Please don't. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, warns that because virus activity was low last flu season, the 2021-2022 season could be more severe than usual. The CDC recommends that everyone be vaccinated, starting at 6 months old. In the UK, health officials are concerned that seasonal flu activity could be 50% greater than a typical flu year. The composition of flu vaccines approved in the U.S. is reviewed each year and updated to match the flu viruses public health officials believe will be circulating. This season, they believe four viruses will be circulating, and the approved vaccines are designed to protect against all of them. Are there special considerations for people with MS? According to guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology, which are summarized on the National Multiple Sclerosis Association's website, two concerns about flu vaccines are specific to MS. The first is that the live version of the flu vaccine contained in a nasal spray should not be used by people who are either currently receiving or have recently received therapies that suppress or modify the immune system. Many MS therapies do that. The second is that people with MS who are having a relapse should delay getting a flu vaccination until treatment for their relapse is completed or the relapse ends on its own. Can I get a flu shot and a COVID-19 vaccine together? My primary care physician says yes. In fact, she told me I could get them both during the same visit, with one shot in each arm. I wasn't really up for that, though. If you plan to get both, the CDC says you should follow the schedule recommended for each vaccine. That is, if you're not current with your COVID-19 vaccines, get up to date as soon as possible. And if possible, you should get a flu vaccine by the end of October. What if I don't want a flu shot? Okay, I know some of you won't get a flu shot. Some people think the flu vaccine can give you the flu. Health officials say it can't, and I believe them. Some folks say it's not effective at preventing the flu. The CDC says it's only 40 to 60% effective in an average season. But isn't some protection better than none? Whatever your reason, if you're not going to get a flu shot, you can still help protect yourself and others by doing simple things like washing your hands frequently, sneezing into your arm instead of your hand, keeping surfaces sanitized, venting rooms to keep air circulating, and wear a mask around others. These are the same things you can do to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.